Happy Easter, people of all saints. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Jesus is risen from the dead. We celebrate the joy and the blessing of Jesus rising from the dead. In our second reading for Easter morning from Paul's letter to the Colossians, he reminds us as people and disciples of Jesus Christ to always seek the higher things. The resurrection gives us the ability to seek the higher things in focusing on Jesus rising from the dead and fulfilling his promises. Yet the world that we live in sometimes will have us focusing on the lower things. And even in the first moments of our faith being grown and developed with those who walked with Jesus, They were looking at the lower things. We'll see in the encounters of Jesus after his resurrection, lots of people grieving and sad at his death. Also people who are sad because of unmet expectations and all of those things, and unable to see the higher things because they were so locked in on the lower things. There's a lot that goes on in our world that will tempt us to focus on the lower things, the civil, the cultural, the economic environment that we live in, the bitter divisiveness between people, and all these things that can have us holding our heads down and looking at and focusing on the lower things. But with Jesus risen from the dead, he gives us a reason and a purpose to always seek the higher things, recognizing that he has fulfilled his promise to rise from the dead and to allow us to always seek the things of heaven first. Happy Easter. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Seek the higher things.